Tell us about the purpose of these open days that are happening across Britain. It's not the first time this has really happened, is it? It's an opportunity for people across society to see what happens in mosques.
Yeah, absolutely. So mosques have been doing open days for decades, really. And as long as there's been mosques in the country, mosques have been doing open days. The Visit My Mosque initiative kicked off in 2015. And really what that did was it brought mosques together to have a coordinated mosque open day. So basically, with it having a local impact in terms of communities coming together, communities seeing inside a mosque, and really just a space for people to have a cup of tea and a chat with each other and to get to know really what happens inside a mosque and what the life of a Muslim is like, what Islamic beliefs are. What it also does is it has a national impact, so it helps kind of challenge misconceptions around Muslims, challenge misconceptions around Islam, and people can see actually the real life impact that Muslims have in everyday society. There's been Muslims in Scotland for a long time, and they've contributed so much to Scottish society, whether that's through business, economics, whether that's through politics, or whether that's through popular culture. And I think the Mosque Open Day is a really good opportunity for communities to come together, to get to know one another a little bit better, and really to find out more about the Muslim community here in Scotland and their friends and neighbours.
What could visitors expect when they go to an open day?
Different mosques will be having different activities. Some mosques will be having exhibitions. Some mosques will have sort of arts and crafts things for kids. But one thing that every mosque will have is refreshments, and everybody loves a cup of tea and a wee gab and a cheeky samosa to go along with it. So that's something that you can definitely expect in the mosques. Another thing is the buildings themselves. Muslims have contributed to the built heritage of Scotland as well, whether that's through purpose-built mosques like the Al-Hikmah Mosque in Aberdeen, or the Central Mosque in Kirkcaldy, or Glasgow Central, which is an iconic building that's changed the skyline of the city, to other buildings like the Madrasa in Glasgow, or the new Amex Centre in Aberdeen, which are buildings of historical interest that the community has meticulously maintained over the years, and even places which had other purposes in the past, which may have been derelict for a while, that the community has now repurposed and are thriving community spaces. And it's an opportunity for people to actually see that aspect of it as well, that kind of shared culture and that shared heritage through the buildings themselves.
I know it's obviously out with the northeast of Scotland, but you mentioned Glasgow Central Mosque. And the reason I mentioned Glasgow Central Mosque is because when the Clutha tragedy sadly happened, it was one of the very first places that was ready to get involved in the response to help anybody affected. And then obviously, fast forward years from then on, it was pretty much the heartbeat of the COVID vaccine response as well. So it's not really just a religious centre, is it? It's really a community centre, not just for Muslims, but people across society.
Absolutely. So mosques are kind of thriving hubs for communities. You'll see that mosques are contributing to the efforts to try and mitigate the cost of living crisis as well. Many, many mosques across the country host food banks. They have soup kitchens and they have drop-in centres and clinics and things, and elderly daycare centres as well. So you'll see that mosques are, as you said, multi-purpose. One of the most popular things that happen in mosques are the mother and toddler groups that happen during the day, which are open to people of all faiths and none. Some mosques host them and they do really well with them, with different people from across the community coming along to the mosques. So mosques are really community hubs, and whenever there's been a need, the mosques have always stepped up to help, and whether that is through food banks, whether that's over the course of COVID as well, like you mentioned with the vaccine centres and the test centres as well. So mosques are really part and parcel of Scottish society now. They contribute in so many different ways to our communities. These open days are really just, if you think of it as an open space for different people in the community to come together. Over the years, the communities who have taken part in Visit My Mosque Day, it's actually become an important part of the events calendar within those communities, because it's informal. You can drop in whatever time you want. There's absolutely no compulsion to take part in any of the activities there. You can just walk around, take in the atmosphere. There's different exhibitions as well where you can learn about, for example, there's an exhibition called the Celtic Crescent that we have. Some mosques put that on, and it talks about the history of Muslims in Scotland and the historic links between Scotland and the Islamic world. There's exhibitions that talk about the contributions that Muslims have made to the world as well, whether that's technological innovations or through mathematics, through architecture, that kind of thing. So it's really informal. It's very light-hearted as well. But as I say, the most important part of it is for people to come together, for people to have a chat, to have a cup of tea, and to really get to know one another, and to really break down those barriers and dispel those misconceptions that people may have around Muslims or around Islam. Everybody's welcome, and we hope to see as many people from local communities come along to their local mosque. You can log on to visitmymosque.org. That's all one word, visitmymosque.org. And there's an interactive map there. So if you click on the map, you'll be able to see mosques local to you that are open. And as I say, please do go along, enjoy the day, and tag us in your photos on social media.
Thank you, Omar.